Welcome to The Authentic Spiritual Journey, a weekly podcast featuring real and practical spiritual conversations from fresh perspectives here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. Today, episode 262, Prosperous Summer, Joy. And now your host, Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson.
Hello and welcome to the Authentic Spiritual Journey. My name is Cynthia Alice Anderson. I am the host, and I'm here today in my home studio in Orlando, Florida. And I can't believe it, friends. We are at episode 262. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the day, and happy to have you along today. Happy Monday, and I hope your week is starting out great. It's a hot summer here in Orlando, and we're having a great time. I hope wherever you are, you're living a life on purpose. You're living a life that is dedicated to your spiritual practice and that you're experiencing all the good the universe has for you. So we've been really happy and honored to be able to bring you this prosperity series. And this summer, it's been called Prosperous Summer. All month, the whole month of June has been on prosperity. You know, we started with tithing, then giving, and then last week was on receiving. And, you know, a lot of great comments from that on receiving and people doing some deeper work on, am I in alignment? Am I in balance? Or am I doing all the giving? Or am I doing all the receiving? So it was a good self-check there from this last week's show. So we are hoping for you success. We are hoping for you goodness. We are hoping for you wholeness, peace, and again, abundance and prosperity in every way. I mentioned in the last show that prosperity is a lot of things for me. It's a happy family life. It's time at home. It's time to see the world. It's the ability to pay my bills. It's a beautiful home. It's wonderful animals. It's relationships that are honoring and work. And this is my prosperity. And financial abundance is certainly a part of it, of course, as well. Now, having said that, when I teach prosperity courses, and I do so around the country, and it's been really interesting to ask in my prosperity courses, what is your number one prosperity? And that said, not a single person has ever said, my bank account. Everyone says, my greatest prosperity is my family. Or doing things that bring me joy. Those are the top two answers. And today's show, Authentic Spiritual Journey, show 262 is Prosperous Summer. And the topic for today is the success vibration, which is joy. If your relationships are out of alignment, you're not in joy, right? If you're not doing the things you love, you're not in joy. So joy is the great harmonizer of all relationships, because when you are in your joy, you bring a different self into every situation. So I call joy the success vibration because it's the great harmonizer. Joy aligns you with the universe itself. Joy is the creation energy. Joy is the thing that draws more good to it. Joy is the thing that combines thoughts, feelings, and actions. And we know that's the key to any manifestation. So today is about you remembering to be in your joy. Right. So what does that mean to be in your joy? Well, when is the last time you did something that you really love to do? When is the last time you did something you really wanted to do? Think about that. When is the last time you did something you really wanted to do? I was making a note here for myself and thinking, well, it's really early in the morning. And I was thinking, well, that was just yesterday. So that's cool. I've really worked on this one a lot, though, because I realized in my high school years, I've been in this interesting thinking back of how did I get to where I am? And I was thinking about some of my high school years, and my high school years were kind of tough. Like, some people really loved high school, and I loved the band and the chorus and sports. I didn't really love high school. I had a couple of good friends, but I was kind of lost in about 14, 15 were really rough years for me. Even 16 was 14, 15, 16 were really tough years. And I think it was largely because in the home environment, there was a lot of things going on. My dad's drinking was really elevated at that time. My grandmother's Alzheimer's had really advanced, and we were just dealing with a variety of things on a daily basis. And I always felt like I was just running to the next thing. Like, I would get up super early in the morning. I was at school by like 7 or 7:30 a.m. latest. I didn't get home till 6:30 or 7 at night. I did homework and went to bed and, well, helped my mom with chores and get Granny in bed and all of those kind of things. So that, I'm not complaining about that time. I'm just saying that as I think back into that time, it was really interesting for how some of the patterning and conditioning got developed for my life. And then as I went into college, you know, from high school, I worked, I, you know, had an over full-time college schedule. And shortly after starting college, my father passed away. And then I got even more busy. It was like, I couldn't deal with the grief. So I got even more busy. And I was always busy producing, working, performing, doing. And even though I enjoyed those things, there was not always joy in it because I think I was avoiding my own grief. So this is important to my process to kind of unravel, because in during those years, I mean, that's a lot of years. It was probably 10 years. And I literally woke up one morning and said, I'm so exhausted. I can't move. And I had this roommate at the time. It was a couple of us, three of us sharing a house. And one of my roommates said to me, why are you always so busy? And I said, it's all I know. And she said, well, how long have you been this busy? And I said, well, definitely since my dad died. And that began a little more self-awareness around what I was doing with my time. I was either working, practicing, or going to school. I was working on campus and working a second job outside of school, as well as an over full-time school schedule. So even though I was in my major and even though I enjoyed performing, I wasn't doing things simply for the joy of it. So, and I know there are different seasons in life, right? So, you know, when you're a young mom with little kids, you don't love every day changing diapers all day, but you love that baby and that brings you joy, right? So the idea is not to belittle some of the aspects of life that you just have to do, or to say, oh, I'm not doing any of the tasks I have to do today. I'm just going to be in my joy. But the idea of joy being this success vibration is that you're making time regularly to tap into your joy so that you're bringing love and happiness and harmony into all the things you're doing. And so often, you know, the people I work with in my coaching, my one-on-one sessions, they're often people who have forgotten what they love to do. So I'm bringing this up as a very important point. For some people, this has been literally a lifesaver. You know, they were in depression, or they were not experiencing a lot of success at work. Well, it was because every time they went to work, they treated it as a drudgery. I mean, every time they went to work, they said, why am I doing this? You know, I'm sick of this job. I'm sick of this role. I'm sick of how tired I am, you know. So they were bringing all this drudgery into the job, even though there was a lot of gratitude for the job, even though they were happy to be able to work. None of that joy was showing up in the workplace, and they literally felt like they were drowning at work. So what I'm telling you is joy is a super, super powerful state of being. I almost called it a spiritual principle. It's not really a spiritual principle. Joy is really a state of being that is that, well, it's a state of being that can be cultivated. Joy is a state of being that can be cultivated. So yeah, breathe that one in. So this is what I'm saying is that, are you cultivating time for joy? Are you cultivating joy? And sorry, are you cultivating joy in your life by making time to do the things you love? There we go. Sorry, friends. Are you cultivating? Really? Are you cultivating joy? Yeah. Are you cultivating joy? Going back to my journey, what I want to share with you is, it's interesting because I love food so much, but even during that time where I was so busy, I never even really cared if I ate or not. I would eat just to kind of fill the hole so I could keep moving. And I was eating things I didn't know at the time. I was eating things that were actually hurting my body, but I was so checked out of my body, I didn't even notice. I didn't feel good after I ate. I was so busy. So I was literally living the opposite of what I'm talking about now. Right? So joy means I'm bringing this fulfilled, harmonious, happy, and not happy in the forced way, but like this is this inner state of being where I know all is well. I'm in joy. I enjoy the things I'm doing. I'm taking time to cultivate those things I love so that I love them even more. Like, I'll give you a for instance. So several years ago, and this is probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago now, maybe longer, you know, I had sung my whole life and been a musician my whole life of some sort or another, but I had realized over the years, I really hadn't worked a lot with my voice. I mean, since college, right? So you start to get bad habits. I was forcing my voice, and that was hurting my throat, and I wasn't able to speak. And, you know, I wasn't able to speak well, and I was having all kinds of issues with sore throats and things like that. And I established a relationship with Monique McDonald, and I began studying with her, and I realized how much joy it brings me to sing. And I started waking up every morning with a song in my heart. It was so much fun. It was so sweet and almost naive that I would wake up singing a song, or I'd go throughout my day and have a certain song going, or I'd listen to music more and sing along. Then I started choosing songs that were in alignment with what I was working on spiritually, and I would sing through those songs. Or if I was setting goals, I would have the music be in alignment with the goals I was working on, and I would sing those songs. And getting back into singing, and it was singing just for me, brought so much more joy into my life. And I had to cultivate that a little bit because I actually needed some instruction to do it. So I went and got the instruction and had a beautiful interaction with Monique. And many of you know that listen to the channel. Monique is now a host on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel, and has been for years now. So not only was she a vocal teacher, we became friends. I've sent her many, many clients. We've performed together. Promoted her work both as a coach and as a businesswoman. So yeah, And all I was doing is cultivating something I really enjoyed doing that I knew I needed a little support on. So are you in your joy? Are you in your joy? I have a good friend that makes time to draw and paint because that brings him a lot of joy. And he'll often put things up on, you know, Instagram or Facebook, and the paintings, the drawings, they're amazing. They're amazing. And he just does them for fun. He's not selling anything. And, you know, it just brings him joy. And what I've discovered about being in your joy, friends, is that joy is a success vibration. And what I mean by that is the more joy you have in your life, the more good you draw to you. Even in my giving, in my receiving, even every single day as I'm walking through my life, I make time to be in joy. So in my giving, you know, the week one about tithing, you know, I love to give joyfully. Like recently I was going to be out of town, and I really don't miss church very often. It'd been months since I'd been gone. And then last month I missed two Sundays. One was for a speaking event at Unity of New York and in Pennsylvania. The other one was for a family memorial at the end of the month. So it was kind of unusual that I would take, you know, two Sundays off in a month. But I wanted to make sure the church got my tithe check. So what I did is I actually mailed it, even though I was going to be gone, to make sure the church would have it. And I felt so joyous doing that. Number one, that I was able to do it. Number two, that I thought to do it. And number three, that it would bring joy to our treasurer as he opened it, to know, even though I'm the senior minister, I'm still giving to the spiritual organization I'm aligned with. It brings me joy to know that I'm helping the organization succeed, that I'm giving to the children's program, that I'm giving to the land itself, and that I'm helping us bring the ministry worldwide to, you know, people all around the country and around the world that watch. That brings me a lot of joy. So if it didn't bring me joy, I wouldn't be giving there. Right? So I love to give to things that make a difference in my life. That sets them up and me up to receive. So joy is a great guide to success, my friends. It's a great guide to success. My dear friend, Edwin Gaines, who wrote The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, has some wonderful, wonderful stories about being in joy. And one of the stories in her book is about a woman who made bracelets for fun. And literally, she just loved to do it after work. It was kind of therapy for her. And she ended up getting bought by some national chain and made hundreds of thousands of dollars. It was incredible. It was incredible. And it was simply from doing something that brought her joy. There was never an intention to make money, and it just happened for her. Friends, when you're in joy, when you're doing what you love, you are really setting yourself up for success. And you don't do it to try to be successful. You are in your joy because it's yours to do because you love it. And this is how the universe works. Now, having said that, I've noticed recently, it's something seems to me to be kind of particular about the U.S. itself. Like everything now is a side, everybody has at least one or two side gigs, right? So it's not like everything you do has to be monetized, right? That it's wonderful to do things just because you love it. Like one of the things I've discovered recently is I love to be on the water. I love to be on a boat. I love to be outside. I've always loved to be outside. I've always loved to go to the beach, but I've enjoyed more over the last couple of years being on the water more. Like it. I always feel connected to God. I feel connected to myself. And so I've made a concerted effort over the last year to be on the water more, like at lakes, at the ocean, doesn't matter where, a creek. All of those, I feel fantastic every time I'm there. And I always come back to life with this renewed sense of connection, this renewed sense of joy. And I love it. I love it. So this is what I mean about then I come back to life ready to do my work. And of course, my work is in alignment with my purpose, right? So I'm speaking at spiritual centers. I'm working with sports and athletics in a new way. you know, I'm working with golfers, with basketball players, and I'm having the time of my life. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't be doing it. And there was a show, I think it was called, as a matter of fact, Do You Love It? I'm going to try to put it in the show notes. And that has been the guiding question of this year is, do you love it? And if I don't love it, I am not doing it. My life is set up in a way that I love my work in all its facets, the podcast, the one-to-one coaching, the speaking, the traveling. And I have had to turn down a couple of things because they weren't in alignment with what I'm supposed to be doing and what I'm here to be. So if I love it, I'm doing it. And you know what that means? It means I'm in alignment with this idea. I'm in alignment with what I'm doing is bringing me joy. What I am doing is bringing me joy. So I want you to think about, friends, I'm sure you already are. I may not even need to pause to say this, but it's like, where are you now with your own success vibration? Where are you now with being in your joy? Where are you now with being in your joy? And as I mentioned earlier, when I was going through that time where I realized how busy I was, I really had to get quiet for a while to figure out what I even like to do. So much of my self-awareness or I'll say it this way, so much of my sense of self was based on what I was producing. And I had to shift that a little bit. I had to shift out of that. And my success needed to be based on how I felt in the moment, how I felt about my life. And, you know, was I moving forward and doing the things that I loved? So this was a tremendous, tremendous learning for me. Tremendous learning. To learn to pause, to learn to think. And it was about that time that I started doing long drives. I lived in the state of Washington at that time, and I would do these long drives up into the mountains. And I discovered a great many things as I did that. I discovered old logging roads that I could go up and hike. I discovered creeks in the middle of nowhere. I would go off in the mountains. I helped with salmon restoration in a creek in one of the neighborhood parks. I just really began to develop a fuller life, that it wasn't all about doing, that I finally started bringing a little beingness into my life and into my small little world there as I had left college and all of that. It was really a time of shift for me. So it may take a little time of unplugging from a few things to figure out what is my joy, if it's been a while. What is my joy? I've worked with people on their journey who were so much getting their sense of self from people they were in romantic relationship with, that they didn't know what they loved. They only knew what the other person loved to do, right? So they weren't even aware of what their joy was. Same place I was. So no matter where you are on this spectrum of joy, you may be very aware of the things you love and you just say, I don't know how to make time to do it. That's when you get quiet to figure out how. That's when you make appointment with me for a one-to-one so I can help you sort through. Or maybe there's a trusted guide or therapist you have. It doesn't have to be me. My hope, though, is that you make time to sift through some of that if you do need help, because joy is a great harmonizer of your life. And as I'm saying this, I want to talk about some of the physical impacts of being in more joy. For one thing, when you're happy, you're not going to have ulcers. You're not going to have high blood pressure because there's such a strong mind-body connection that when you're in joy, right, your body responds. When you're in joy, you're not going to have stress issues because you're in your joy. So being in joy is a success vibration, not only for feeling happy in moments, not only for enjoying your life more in general, but honestly, it will keep you healthier. There are all kinds of studies about joy bringing more goodness, more wholeness, more health into your life, literally at the level of the physical body. So friends, I hope you are hearing this, and you might say, why is she harping on this so much? Because my hope for you is that you get to live a prosperous life, and a prosperous life includes enjoying the things you're doing. A prosperous life includes happiness on every level, mind, body, and soul. And prosperity includes being in your joy and being, in fact, successful with the things you set out to do. Joy will bring you all the success you desire and more. Joy is like this radiant positivity with you being in alignment with what's yours to do and what, in fact, you are doing. Stress happens when we know what's ours to do and we're not doing it, or we're not even clear what to do, but we're just spinning our wheels. So joy brings you into alignment. It is the success vibration to help move you forward, right? So I hope you are today beginning to take time to do the things that bring you joy. And if you are already doing that, see how you can deepen that practice. See how you can deepen that practice. I'm always asking myself, you know, how can I bring more goodness and more joy into my life and my world? And my driving question is, remember, do I love it? And if I love it, that means I'm in my joy. So this is my hope for you, my friend, that as you work, as you parent, as you take care of your parents, possibly as you walk through the world, no matter what your age, race, how you've been stereotyped, friends, you have a right to joy, and joy will bring you great love, great success, and great health, frankly. Joy is a state of being that is natural, and yet joy is a state of being that can be cultivated by your wise choices, by you thinking, by you taking time away to say, what are the things that bring me joy, and begin actively putting those things back in your life. This is my hope for you, my friends, that you are in your joy, that you will move forward to do the things that are yours to do and bring this great energy with you, because joy is a great guide to success in any area of your life. So this is my hope for you as you go throughout this week. And I hope you've enjoyed our series, Prosperous Summer. This is the last week of the series, Prosperous Summer, the Success Vibration. And if you missed the first 3 weeks, I want to encourage you to go back and get those. You may even need to listen to them 2 or 3 times. I do that myself, and I'm the one that brings the show, and it really helps me really apply the principles on a deeper level every time I teach them. And this is my hope for you as well. So thank you for joining me today, dear friends. And I wish you prosperous summer and blessings on the journey.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Authentic Spiritual Journey here on the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible because of listeners just like you. If you would like to support the channel with your tax-deductible contribution on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. The Authentic Spiritual Journey is copyright 2023, Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission from RR Hot Publishing. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.
Thank you for listening to the show today, dear friends. I'm always happy to have you along the journey. If you're seeking deeper work, though, I'm going to invite you into one-on-one coaching with me. In my coaching work, I get to glean from my over 30 years of experience of working with individuals and leaders in the community on their spiritual journey. So I have a wealth of information that will help you along the journey, and it will be supportive. It will be supportive of your dreams, goals, and desires, but it will also be confrontive, because I am going to help you confront those limiting patterns and beliefs and help you break through those aspects and move into looking at life in a more holistic way. So even though it will be confrontive and at times even challenging, you will learn to grow, you will learn to prosper, and you will evolve into the person you have always wanted to be. Friends, the answers lie within you, and I am so honored to help empower you to live that truth and that goodness in the world. If you want to learn more about coaching with me, simply go to CynthiaAlisAnderson.com and go to the coaching section for more information. That's CynthiaAlisAnderson.com and go to coaching, and I'll be happy to set up a one-on-one call so we can discuss how I can best support your journey. Thanks again for joining me today, dear friend, and blessings on the journey.